And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I got to experience some beautiful country hospitality over the weekend just gone. So on Sunday, after I finished some work and that in the middle of the day, I headed over to Dunstown.
Dunstown,
which is a tiny little town just outside of Ballarat.
Yeah.
So for those, if you're heading to Ballarat the normal way, sort of the Midland Highway.
Yeah.
You know, past Bannockburn, Lethbridge, Meredith, that sort of way. But you turn off at the sign that says Lel Lel.
Oh, yes.
Never done that before.
I've been through Lel Lel. If you go through like Buninyong Way, I reckon it takes you maybe. Anyway,
is it Kangi Lel Lel, like, the prison as well?
No idea. Don't know. I was pretty pumped to just be turning at Lel Lel.
Yeah. It's just there's a pub there and that's about it. Train line goes through. Yeah.
And then I headed to the little town of Dunstown and a beautiful little footy and netball club. So they were doing their annual fundraiser for the club.
To get you to speak?
I was there to speak.
Yeah, raising funds to be able to afford Cameron Ling to come and speak to the team.
To get you to speak.
Yeah.
No. It was myself and Bianca Chatfield, former Australian netballer.
Cute. Yeah.
And the lunch was just amazing. You know, like good roast
nice.
Pork,
yeah,
just
yeah.
delicious, fantastic. And great packed out rooms, beautiful little oval. And the country people, they're so nice. They were so happy to have us there and everything like that. They did the raffle and what little thing I love about a country footy club, they did the raffle and they were giving away 15 slabs.
Mm. Oh, nice. Oh,
yeah, the raffle.
Yeah.
God, how was that?
Only 15.
15, The winner. The moment. I am talking the moment the ticket came out, the guy who won is like, "Back to my house after the function, everyone." Yeah. We're drinking those ones.
Nice.
Like, good work. Yeah. And everybody was so friendly. They were coming up wanting to chat. Lots of Cats fans, which really helped. It's a footy and netball club, so some huge netball fans with Bianca. Chatting. I just had one little experience where maybe the country hospitality wasn't quite at its peak. But I don't think this person realised what they were saying to me.
Yeah.
A lady came over to me. Now, this lady would have been about, I'm going to say mid-60s, early 60s perhaps. Let's call her early to mid-60s. And she's wandered over and she was so nice and bubbly, a little bit like, I don't mean this, but a little bit sort of that flirty friendly.
It's always people trying to flirt with you.
Yeah.
Everyone's always flirting with me. I get it.
So irresistible.
Super friendly.
This is the thing that men need to understand. When women are nice to you, doesn't mean that they're flirting with you.
I don't mean flirty in that it's going to do anything. It's just like she's super nice. And she's like, You're always one of my favourites.
That's flirty.
Yeah.
I take it all back.
And I was like, thank you so much. I appreciate the support. And it's like, And this is where she didn't realise what she said, but just broke that maybe country hospitality down a little bit. She said, I just know, like, you and I have always had a connection because you're the same generation as me. you were one of the players of my generation. Like, love, you're 65 years old. What?
Maybe she thinks she's someone else.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Neville Bruns. Yes, Nev.
Has Nev been to Dunstown Footy and Netball Club? I don't know.
We'll have to Google it.
It broke
check
me.
Check if there are any sort of redhead kids running around.
I went straight to looked in the mirror. I'm like, am I looking that bad? Am I? Started doing my hair a little bit. Anyway, so that was my experience of some country hospitality.
Bless.
Broke my heart.
Never going back.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are right into National Science Week. Couple of days left. scienceweek.net.au if you would like to get involved with the things that are happening around Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine. But we've been talking to ambassadors all week and learning about their different fields. It's been fascinating.
It has indeed.
This morning joining us on the line is Dr. Vanessa Perotta. She's a wildlife scientist known for her innovative whale research. So to you, Dr. Vanessa, I say,
and to you I say, whale hello.
Beautiful. Now, you are actually on a plane. You're a very busy woman and the plane may take off while we're chatting. So that's fine. We'll try and jump into this straight away. Why whales? Why marine life?
Because whales are like us. They breathe air. They feed in one area. They poo in another. They fart. They have belly buttons. They do all these amazing things. Why not?
Amazing. Well, it's a great thing to study and such an important thing to study. Can you give us a little update? I know and certain whale species have been under threat and endangered.
Yeah.
What are the numbers like? What's the health like in general of the whale community?
Well, the whale populations in Australian waters, the humpback whales, they are doing A-OK, which is
right.
a good thing.
Good.
Their numbers are recovering, but it's the southern right whales that aren't doing so well. Mm. Their numbers are not as good. If you have a foot bunion, that's right, I just said that, a foot bunion,
yeah.
you're like a southern right whale because
what?
Your face has these hardened skins, like it's called callosities.
Oh. Yeah.
And they're the ones, and unfortunately, their numbers are not doing as well. So it's a bit of a mixed bag. But the main thing is that if you can do anything to keep our ocean safe, and that means keeping whales safe, then you can honestly just ensure that we see these whales for many more years to come because they're long lived like us. They can give up to 80 years of age.
They're absolutely stunning, and we've been seeing some whales. There was one in Port Phillip Bay this
yeah.
week. There's one across our
yes.
region as well, and it's a very important region down here in the southwest coast as well, you know, whale habitats and stuff that all of us are trying to protect
yes.
at the moment. You use whale snot, and the way that you capture whale snot is very interesting. Tell us more.
I'm not joking when I tell you this. So essentially, we have built purpose-built drones
yeah.
with petri dishes on them, which fly up to whales and collect their boogers. Now, if you want to learn more about this, kids, I'm talking to the kids right now, adults. We have a play school episode about this, but there was just a play school episode that came out yesterday
yeah.
talking about wondrous whale blubber. But yes, the snot can tell us more about the internal health of whales, which is very on trend for National Science Week.
We have been looking for whale vomit. And we're supposed to, apparently snot's the go, not yeah. not the vomit.
Now whale snot is totally a thing, but whale vomit's a thing as well. It's just the undigested squid beak.
Quick question.
Of sperm whale.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, sweet. Quick question, sorry. There's a lot of noise in the background. I didn't quite hear. I just really want to know, so we've all seen Pinocchio. Could I be yes. swallowed by a whale?
You can't technically be swallowed by a whale.
Okay.
Your esophagus is too small.
Ah,
you
so
can't
it does.
Go through.
Yeah. Okay, narrows down.
See, we're debunking this on Science Week.
Yeah, brilliant.
So they
so
can...
Pinocchio was in fact lying.
Okay.
Right. So you can get chomped, but then they'll let you go, is what you're saying.
That's right. Many whales don't have teeth at all. So the ones you're probably thinking of, they might be able to pick you up with their little, well, the sperm whale, their tooth is the size of your hand.
Wow.
But you wouldn't be able to be swallowed by one because their esophagus is too small.
That's good to know. I know your main field is whales. Do you spend much time with the other creatures of the sea, our wonderful dolphins, our magnificent sharks, all that, or is it 100%
yes.
whales?
No, we love sharks. Mm. Sharks are important. When whales die, sharks come and eat the whales. And the dolphins, we're studying the dolphins of Sydney Harbour, but there's dolphin and whale research right around Australia. And right now, I'm about to fly to Tasmania, where I'm going to be speaking to the Tasmanians down there all about the animals in their blue backyard.
Nice.
Amazing. We're so lucky to have such beautiful ocean life here, and we've really got to protect it. That's why we love what you're doing, Dr. Vanessa Perotta. Check out her books as well. You've got Humpback Highway out, which is really cool. Doctor, safe travels, and
you
can
so
turn
much.
Your phone on airplane mode now.
Safe to do so. Scienceweek.net.au and Play School Science. Time.
Awesome. Thank you, Doctor.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Old Loggy Schwarzenegger over here has been pumping iron.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the neck, isn't it? It's the thick neck.
Oh, yeah. Don't.
It is.
Don't give me something else to worry about.
You've been doing the trap work just yeah. to really build up that neck area.
Are you jealous? Look at that little, those little twigs you call collarbones. Embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. Is that a back? No, it's not.
Wow.
You've lost all definition. Am I getting you now?
We'll work on your sledging, okay. just
do,
like
do
we'll
you
work
wanna,
on your weightlifting.
Do you want to teach Loggy how to sledge? 52-232-955.
Oh,
give
that.
Us a call.
I would love that. Okay, no, we're talking about the fact that I've been doing some rehab and I got some weights from Kmart and they've got the dumbbell situation with the wing nut.
Yeah.
Which is just funny to
it's
say.
It's a fun name to say.
It
not a name, but a word to say, yeah.
Wing nut. And I decided, I wasn't going to use the dumbbell. I was just going to use the weight on its own for this one particular rehab movement.
Mm.
And exercise. I dropped, thank you. Sorry. And I dropped it on my foot.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
2 kilo plate on my foot.
From what height? From like shoulder height or from waist height? Or
from shoulder height.
Well, what are you doing here? Why aren't you in hospital?
No, I know, but that's what I mean. Like it fell, the way that it fell, I was like, oh my God. It just missed that top bit.
Mm.
And it fell like my toes are quite girthy.
A bit swollen. Are they a bit swollen? Oh, no, sorry. They're just generally.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah. I think, Hobbit's feet.
You're honestly lucky it didn't end up with a broken foot.
Seriously, yeah. I know.
From it's that height and that weight, that would hurt like hell. Yeah. I had, remember sort of, 2 weeks ago, we got given a big, beautiful, one of those drink bottles.
You know, the metal Mizu ones?
Yes, yeah. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got the K-Rock logo and the Lingy little name on it. Fantastic. I dropped that the other day and landed on my big toe. And I went down.
Was it full water bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That gnarly. Is, yeah.
Hurt like hell.
Yeah, the water bottles will get you eventually.
I was rolling around on the floor for a good 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That stuff gets me all the time because I've got that instinct to just put my foot out and...
Yeah, you got to stop
that.
That's
a weird instinct.
Break the fall of whatever I've dropped so it doesn't break on the floor.
Normally people jump out the way if something's falling, not jump into it.
All right, 52232955. What did you drop on your foot? How did it turn out?
Right now, let's go to Annie from Torquay. Annie, what did you drop on your foot?
Okay, so when I was a kid, I was about 10, there was a group of our the street kids playing cricket down the bottom of the street. We found some balls in a drain, so we decided to lift the iron grate out.
Oh, no.
And we all did this, but my next-door neighbour and myself were on the end that was held up.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she said, I'm going to drop this on your foot.
Oh.
I said, no, don't. So she let go of it.
What?
I couldn't hold it. And, of course, it fell down onto my right big toe.
Oh.
And then I fell down to the footpath sort of thing as such.
Yeah.
And anyhow, so, yes, I ended up with a broken toe. And then a year later, we found out that due to that fall... I dislocated my left hip.
Oh, goodness gracious.
No.
You're lucky you still had a toe at all.
Three operations later, my hip was fixed up, but I'd lost an inch off my left leg.
Oh.
3 weeks after my last operation on my hip, I got hit by a motorbike.
Oh, Annie.
God, Annie.
And that took out my tib and fib on my right leg.
Oh, my goodness.
And did it level you back out?
Oh.
And what happened there was I lost an inch off my right leg, which balanced up my left leg.
Brilliant. Oh, my God.
So good things come to those who are patiently waiting for accidents to happen.
Yeah. Amazing. The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy podcast. Casey Barnes. He's a friend of the show. And we've done a lot of things with him over the journey.
Yeah.
And we're going to chat to him after the show. We can't get him early. Oh, yes.
Yes, nice.
This is not him. This is just some mood music
for
everybody.
No, I love it. That's great. Okay. So Casey Barnes has a new song.
Yes.
And you don't know the name of that song.
No, last time we played this, last time he released a song, it was called Buy That Girl a Beer. What a
and
banger.
You gave me a choice of three song names to guess what it was.
I'm pretty sure you got it correct.
I think
he
did
in the end by process of elimination.
What worries me right now is you're about to do the exact same thing for Casey's new song, but we are going to talk to him after the show to be played in tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're going to embarrass me in front of him if I don't get it right.
Well, that's probably likely. I'm no psychic. Tom, do you want me to read through them or are you going to read through them?
I can read through them.
I think that would be good.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, your three choices are for the name of the new single from Casey Barnes, Cameron Ling. Tell me, is it called Rough Around the Edges?
Rough Around the Edges, okay.
Stables, Dirt and Grime?
Okay.
No, that's stables, dirt, and time.
Sorry, stables, dirt, and time.
Well, is that because it's a made-up one, or is that because it's the official one? You've just corrected it. Okay, keep going.
Am I reading from an email from the record label or one from Loggy?
Yes.
You probably can actually see. Don't look at my computer.
Hang on, go rough around the edges.
Yep.
Stables, dirt, and time.
Or option number three, behind door C. Well, ain't that a pretty mouth? Well...
oh.
So back to the top. Back to the top. Rough around the edges.
Yeah, don't mind that as a name.
Stables, dirt, and time.
Quite like that as a name as well.
Or, well, ain't that a pretty mouth?
Oh, I'm gonna remove that one.
Okay.
For now.
Ain't that a pretty mouth? So we're putting that aside.
Well, not for any reason. It might be the name, and I might have just embarrassed myself.
It's
there.
So funny because you do have to be very respectful.
Yeah. Stables, dirt, and time.
Stables, dirt,
and time
is
my answer.
That's your answer?
Yep.
What is the song, Tom?
It's... Got a few things, but a few things came out better for at least I think. Just seeing every diamond ring starts out a little rough around me.
But I came up with Stables, Dirt, and Time, and I was just like, Stables, Dirt, and Grime is clearly fake.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But Stables, Dirt, and Time is pretty good.
Pretty good. Casey might pinch that one when he hears the name of that one. Rough Around the Edges.
It's also a very good song, Rough Around the Edges. And Casey, if you're listening and you want to use Well, Ain't That a Pretty Mouth, you also can.
That's your one, isn't it, Tommy?
Sounded better in my head.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
AJ joins us from the newsroom because we have a game that we like to play on a Thursday. And look, it is Loggy skewed.
Very much.
But Lingy and I like to have a go anyway.
1 second song.
This is the game that Loggy came up with to prove that she was very much an audio guy. And proved it considerably as we played it. AJ comes in. AJ always has a theme for us. AJ, what is the theme?
You said
today?
You were feeling confident this morning.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
I want to take you back to last week for 1 second, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. We're going to go back in time.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going back 30 years from today to 1995.
I wanted you to go back about 50 years. But not to be.
We'll get there.
Wow. Are you going to do it?
The year is 1975.
Oh. Yes. Let's play this game.
I'm
now, this is a one-off because this is very much not our style here on K-Rock. But it's a one-off.
Okay.
We're going back 50 years to charting songs in Australia in 1975.
Okay, let's do that. But also, can I just say, I would feel really confident if it was sort of early noughties emo. That would be just putting that out there. Hey, AJ.
I think I gave that to you a couple of weeks ago. You dominated too.
Yeah.
All right, so you've got to sit out the first bit of the 1 second
bit
because give Tommy and I a chance.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
All right, question number one. 1 second of what song is this?
Oh, whoa.
Is that the right one?
That's the right one.
That's the right one.
From 1975, because it sounds like...
Oh.
But that's not 75.
Do you know it already?
No, I don't, all but right. I've got a feeling.
Hit the 3 second, Tommy.
Loggy.
Oh, yeah.
Loggy.
I want to know your name. And it's... no, it's Band on the Run. It's Band on the Run.
No, it's not.
It's not Band on the Run.
Yes. Yes.
I couldn't tell you the artist.
No.
Let's hear 5 seconds worth then, hey?
Let's hear 5.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's definitely not. I can guarantee you it's not.
Okay. Fox on the Run.
Bye.
The Sweet.
Wings.
It's definitely not Wings. It is Sweet. You can have half a point.
Let's hear it.
Yes, Tom.
High five.
Had a bit of a resurgence with Guardians of the Galaxy a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I could not have told you the band in a million
sweet.
Years.
As soon as you said Fox on the Run, I was like, bang, sweet.
Yeah. All sweet, right. No man. Sweet.
So half a point each, is that how it
half
works?
Half a point
okay,
each.
Okay, good. Nice. Question number two, 1 second of what is this? times.
Big fan of atmospheric starts.
Is this the same song as the first one?
Yeah. See, I'm killing it with 1975.
Yeah.
Go, 3 seconds.
Okay, here we go. 3 seconds and Loggy's back in.
Loggy.
Loggy.
It's horror movie.
Yes.
By, oh, damn, it's Skyhooks.
Skyhooks, let's hear it.
Yeah. Watch a horror movie right there on my
TV. Horror movie right there. As led by former Hawthorn number one ticket holder, Shirley Strong.
Oh, right. Hey.
Love that you always give us those stats.
All right, so that's 2 points to you, or 2.5 you're on. Yeah. Tommy's on a half.
Half a point. All right, so.
And I suck.
This is your round,
yeah,
mate, 1975. Yeah, okay, on. Question number three. We should hopefully get a winner out of this. What is this song?
Oh, come on.
All right, Tom.
Tom.
It's
for the win.
ABBA, I Do, I Do,
yeah.
I Do.
Tear it!
Well done, Tommy.
Thank you, mate.
You get the win. That is 3.5 to 2.5 to 0.
Can thank my mum for that one.
I love that. Great tunes, AJ.
Yeah.
It's a good year.
Appreciate it.
Can we go a further 10 years back to 1965?
No. No is the answer there.
You can go a further 10 metres out of the studio, okay, mate. Thanks, AJ. We'll play again next week. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.